Sundays on the CW, brace yourself, superhero fans, because the bat signal is on and you won't believe who's swooping in to heed the call. From the brilliant mind of Greg Berlanti and the executive producers of superhero smash hits Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow comes the most anticipated new series to join the CW-verse. It's Batwoman. Get ready to meet your new hero, Kate Kane. She's a survivor, a fighter, and an all-around badass who plays by her own rules, and she's got the ink to prove it. Batwoman's story begins 3 years after the mysterious disappearance of Batman, when Gotham City is in desperate need of a new kind of hero. Soon after returning home to defend her city from the notoriously twisted Alice in Wonderland gang, she discovers her cousin Bruce Wayne's mysterious lair and his unbelievable secret. With the help of Batman's trusted tech genius Luke, she decides to carry on Batman's mission by becoming Gotham City's new superhero vigilante. From the suit to the gadgets to the fight scenes that will blow your mind, this is the Batwoman of a new generation. Don't miss the incredible new series Batwoman, Sundays at 8, 7 Central on the CW or anytime on the free CW app. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 8th, 2019, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back here streaming live on October 8th to talk about the week's top stories. And we're very excited to be here with our News AF panel led by a man who is on top of all of the top stories. Here's the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Great. And I am happy to be a part of maybe our thickest stream ever. We can see all the comments coming up, all integrated from yes. Twitch, YouTube, Periscope, other places. I haven't seen any come in from Facebook yet, so I don't know if that's also integrated in here. But I'm excited. I am happy to be here like always. And we haven't missed an episode still.
Yes, we're still going. And happy to be here with you guys live. Lots of fun to be with us live when we do our News AF, usually on Tuesdays. Depends on what's going on. And a man who always has a lot going on, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm alive. Oh, I'm excited to see Tyson's facial hair making great progress. Yes.
I think the Gross Beard Awards are coming up, so I've been, putting in my time.
Your campaign.
Oh, well, isn't that, what is Movember? What is that, mustache?
Yeah.
Movember?
Yeah.
Or is that?
That is, I think.
Maybe October could be the ugly beard month.
I'm going to need longer than that.
Are you growing that facial hair for a costume?
No. We're going to be the Bat family, which is super easy to do. Bergen just came up with it. So yeah, just every day. I just don't like getting harassed by strangers. And the more unkempt I look, the less strangers are likely approach me and ask for
solid
directions,
strategy.
Drugs, whatever.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be asked for drugs with facial hair.
Will I? I don't know. So. I don't. I feel like they'd be like, he can't afford drugs.
Also, it's intimidating on the pickle.
You don't have to tell me. I'm the only one with long hair and facial hair. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great look.
Now, Tyson, when you said you're the Bat family, is that like Batman, Batwoman?
No. No, Bergen just wanted to be bats this year, which we were like super relieved that it wasn't something more extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
So I found a onesie on Amazon, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy it like a couple days before Halloween. I'm going to leave the tags on it. I'm going to wear it, and then I'm going to return it to Amazon. Can we do that?
I feel like that they're on the lookout.
It can
for
be
that.
Done. Should it be done?
Who is?
Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm wearing it one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to wear it again.
That's what all the fashion bloggers used to do. They go to Nordstrom or wherever, get their nice clothes, take the pictures, and return them, and it became a problem, and now they're on the lookout for it.
Well, why is that Amazon's, a problem if they're bloggers, if they're like modeling the clothes and then advertising the clothes and then returning the clothes? They should be happy did that.
No, because they're not advertising the clothes
if
for
they
Nordstrom.
They say they bought them from Nordstrom.
Or wherever
you're
buying
for
them
sure.
From.
Yeah.
We should do a fashion blog where we just go to the changing rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm not going to get, I'll probably get sweaty because it's in Arizona and it is like an insulated onesie.
Yeah, filmy head says depends on how sweaty you get, Tyson.
But it's Tyson sweat, filmy head. Mm-hmm. It's not filmy head, it's fill my head.
Yeah, you're going
to... Oh, fill my head?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tyson, maybe that's the right move. Maybe you can't return it to Amazon, but maybe that you could put it on eBay as Tyson Apostle memorabilia.
At an elevated cost.
Yeah.
Covered in your DNA.
So not just.
Oh, so somebody can frame me for murder?
It's worth more. Okay. All right.
Yes.
We got a lot of stories to get to today. So let's talk about our top story at this hour, which we have covered for many months. Tide Pods, Tide Pod challenges, all sorts of things with Tide Pod. But now it looks like there is a new player in the pod game.
I am irritated we did not come up with this idea ourselves.
We're not talking about podcasting. Check this out, that there is Scotch Pods, Tyson. Now, Tyson, I know you don't drink, but would you consider drinking Scotch Pods?
No, I wouldn't at all, but whoever did this is genius. Just pop one of those suckers in your mouth and you're good to go, you know?
Yeah.
They're easy to transport. Why didn't we think of this? Like, you could put food in pods, you could put, like, goo in them, whatever.
Goo?
And, Soylent Green.
Okay.
Like a nutritional Tide Pod or something, vitamin packed.
Do you think people would buy your goo pod?
For sure they would, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they would?
Put that on eBay with the costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson's mm-hmm. goo pods.
Yeah. My goo pods. Protein
filled with a mystery goo.
So I think this is a very smart idea.
Yeah. The people over at Glenlivet. Danny, is that your favorite scotch?
Yeah, it's one of them. I have a keep all my scotch.
Danny likes whatever's most expensive.
Yes,
expensive
naturally.
Means the best.
I don't want to be seen sipping some kind of cheap scotch. Just the oldest, most expensive.
And you know what else Danny does is even after he buys scotch, mm-hmm. he puts it in his own oak barrels to age even more because it's not oaky enough for him.
Yeah, I need a better oaky aftertaste. So I've got my own oak barrels.
Yeah.
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 So the scotch capsules, according to Glenlivet, it's the first of a kind for a spirit brand. The edible capsules are 23 milliliters in size, fully biodegradable, and provide the perfect flavor explosion experience. You just pop it in your mouth for an instant burst of flavor, and the capsule is simply swallowed. Danny.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big scotch guy, but doesn't this sort of like defeat the purpose of, you know, having, you know, you get to hold the glass. Well, why do I want to just like take the capsule to the mouth?
Well, you might want these if you want to sneak some scotch into like a movie, a theater. Yeah.
Or take them suppositorily.
Take them to church. There's lots of times you might want these, but yeah, you miss the whole experience.
Awesome.
You could take a glass and hold it in your hand while you pop mm-hmm. the pods.
I think you could get these into a lot of places. Like they're, you could get them into airplanes. Like you could sell these at duty free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could sell them before duty free and they could, you could, because they're under 4 fluid ounces. So you can get them on planes easy. And then I think you can, you can sneak them many, many places without fear of them breaking or...
Oh, I think you should be afraid of them breaking.
But not like you would be packing glass, not like carrying like a glass jug in your carry-on or something.
I think I'd be more afraid of there being like some leak with walking around with scotch pods as opposed to like scotch in a glass bottle.
Well...
I think there's more of a chance of these getting smushed than...
Really? How many Tide Pods have you smushed in your life?
I mean, I'm not
versus how many glass bottles? Versus how many glass bottles have you smashed in your life?
The real danger is that kids are going to be getting wasted inadvertently. If they're just popping Tide Pods, I mean...
Do you think this is the best thing that could happen for Tide Pods? Because now their sales are probably also going to go up as kids are like, I can't get the Scotch ones.
Is this a Scotch pod or a Tide pod?
Yeah, so now you could take, as a kid, you can take Tide pods to school and sell them as Scotch pods and be like, no, this is a Scotch pod, dude. $40.
Danny, are they making a mistake here? Like, should the actual pods look more like a Tide pod?
They are colorful. I can't tell what the white substance is inside of them.
Vodka.
What is that?
Yeah, I wonder if they have different flavors here.
It's close enough.
Brandy, vodka, and scotch. I think you do want to distance yourself from Tide Pods a little bit. Yeah, I am guessing. But okay. I think you got to keep them a little bit different than Tide Pods so that you don't get into legal repercussions when...
And people don't accidentally do their laundry with a Scotch pod.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're definitely going to get sued for that instead of someone.
Well, then you'll just smell like a wino.
It was scotch,
right? You show up at a job interview, Daniel. I have to say, you do reek of scotch. Like, I thought
I was eating a Tide Pod. I thought I was eating a Tide Pod.
When I went to do the laundry, and I was eating a Tide Pod, and I threw my Scotch Pod into the laundry.
Yeah.
So, all right. That is the Scotch Pods. Tyson, now, I know we have to always put things under the microscope of, is this Broca? Is anybody really going to eat the Scotch Pod, or does Glenn Levitt just want the free publicity?
Probably the publicity is definitely not hurting, but I do think it's a smart idea to at least come out with... they're already an established brand, I assume. So it's like probably like not a big deal if this misses the mark. We have one listener, RJ Lofheed.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I said that right. They said no sophistication, which is true. But in modern society, we're trying to get rid of all sophistication. I think that's the goal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Simplify.
To eliminate all sophistication, not to simplify, just like, remember when you couldn't even probably wear jeans on an airplane? Now people are wearing booty shorts and Crocs without socks.
Yeah, we're becoming less classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So as part of being less classy, scotch in a pod form is fine.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I must not be very classy at all. I'm not drinking a lot of scotch either way.
I know. Actually talking about this, I was like, I would like to just sit there and like...
Have a cigar.
I like the giant ice cube. Yeah. I like that.
All of that. We should all do that, just us three. Because I was like, I don't drink at all, but I think I could sit there looking cool and taking small sips and just looking rad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because we know that a lot of like alcohol consumption, at least in the beginning, is for cool factor.
To look cool, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right.
So,
okay,
I feel like I'm probably about 26 years behind everyone else in looking drinking alcohol to look cool, but I'm gonna get there.
Maybe get there. Okay, let's talk about this story about how have you heard about the $17 luxury Kit Kat, Tyson, as our candy expert?
First of all, I'll have to disagree and say that Danny probably consumes more candy than me.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, I only saw the headline, and what is in it? Is it like a Swiss chocolate, or is there gold flakes in
it? Scotch pods.
I'll eat some gold, you know?
Scotch pods. Yeah. All right. The $17 Kit Kat bar is going to be hitting...
Tell me the ingredients. I'll tell you if it's worth it.
Hitting the UK. It is 8 fingers long. So does that mean, Danny, that it is instead of the typical 4-finger Kit Kat? Okay, it's double the size.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Okay. That it has add-ins like marshmallows, salted caramel chunks, toasted coconut flakes, and then there's also special edition flavors, which include Billionaire's Treasure, no joke, whiskey and ginger, and Cherry Bakewell and Earl Grey.
So alcohol is involved.
I don't know if it's actually, it will get you drunk, but maybe it's a flavor.
A flavor. I think if somebody gave one of these to me or shipped a bunch of them to me, I'd definitely eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I don't know if...
If someone gave me $17 and said, here's the money I'm giving you to buy candy. You can either buy one Kit Kat bar or you can spread it out over a delightful spread.
And you have to buy candy with it.
I would spread it out. There's no way I'm dumping all $17 into one.
But what if you're already really full and you just want to try something new? There you go.
Maybe. I mean, 8 fat fingers of chocolate. I can fit 8 fingers in my mouth all at once. So the intake's not a problem. But, you know, I'm more like spread it out. I want to get some chocolate. I want to get some chewy. I want to get maybe, some salty.
Popcorn.
I like having a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think.
No, popcorn. Burn all the popcorn in the world.
Burn, but hold on. This is a terrible take, Dan.
Wow.
Burn all the popcorn in the world.
Yeah, get rid of popcorn. Yeah, let's pile it up like the book burning.
We're now taking applications for our third co-host on this podcast, opening up the application
Tyson,
process.
Did you know Danny was so anti-popcorn?
I didn't. I bet it's because the kernels, he claims they get caught in his teeth. Popcorn is one of the best things you can have to eat.
Danny, who frequents...
I only eat it as a mistake.
Danny, who frequents the hot soup bar on the regular, has now come out against popcorn. Danny, what is the big problem with popcorn?
Yeah, well, tell us what's wrong with popcorn.
It's gross. sometimes it's hard.
Why is it gross?
Like you'll bite down, you're like, I can't explain it. The gross is, it's like a very styrofoam-like texture. And I eat it occasionally thinking, oh no, it can't be as bad as I think. And then I'll throw a handful in my mouth and I'll be like, that's pretty
bad.
Wow.
Okay. Mm. This is from Felipe.
I disagree.
What about caramel corn, Danny?
They try to cover up the taste of the popcorn, by soaking it in caramel. But yeah, I don't know. It's just the popcorn itself. But it's messy. Like whenever my wife gets a bag of popcorn and eats it at home, I expect half of that to end up on the floor. And it almost always does.
Why? What about at movies? You feel like you can have the full movie experience without movie popcorn?
Oh, yes, for sure. The whole, I feel like a popcorn, people have been manipulated by the movie industry and they've been brainwashed into thinking they need a $10 tub of popcorn.
$15. I'll pay $15
for that. $17
Kit Kat. $15.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. But you'll buy a $15 tub of popcorn and tell yourself that it's good the entire time while you're eating it and then feel sick later and tell yourself it was worth it.
I respectfully disagree. No? I'm a popcorn man through and through. I'm not ashamed.
Sounds like Rob is too.
Popcorn guy.
Plus, remember, it gets your hands. Like, I'm against a lot of foods that get hands dirty, and nothing is dirtier than reaching your hand again and again into a greasy tub of lube popcorn.
You can get it unbuttered, Danny.
Yeah, then it's even worse. It's like you're eating raw popcorn.
I don't think it's raw popcorn. No. It's not the kernels.
Yeah, well, what?
It
so
is.
So you're saying that it's okay to eat at public soup bars.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed my whole platform on public soup bars.
Why?
I've evolved. My position has evolved.
Yeah. What a flip flop.
No,
dude.
What are you talking about, guys?
The Mitt Romney of public soup bars?
No, we had this discussion a year ago when we read that story about the guy who was eating out of the ladling spoon. And at that moment, I said, no longer am I a hot soup bar guy.
They lost you.
Yeah, they lost me. Hmm. They lost my
soup pods, Danny.
Oh, yeah, that's
ooh,
a good idea.
Hot soup pods?
Like the hot pockets for soup?
Yeah,
no,
then it doesn't smell.
Like the Tide Pod of soup.
Yeah, like the Tide Pod, but it would have
to be
cream
hot.
Of broccoli.
You put and that's them, freaking dangerous.
You can steam them or put them in the microwave?
Yeah, that's dangerous because hot. You bite into the pod and the hot sauce or juices squirt out.
Jizzes down your chin and blisters
all of
your chin.
Eye could go into somebody else's eye. Yeah, that's dangerous. You can't do that.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think we can do that. I think we can figure it out.
So you're going to go ahead, Rob.
Danny's going to take his $17 and spend it on the luxury Kit Kat and not on the popcorn.
No, I'm going to spread it out. I'm going to get chewy candies. I'm going to get some gummies.
Fun size.
I'm going to get some chocolate, not $17 worth of chocolate. And I'm going to get a soda. That's how many I like. Sometimes I like my sugar in pure liquid form.
Okay.
Sometimes or most of the times?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
But Tyson, would you be seen as a true baller if somebody caught you with the $17 Kit Kat? Would you be an influencer at that point?
For sure, yeah. I would. For sure, I would. I would.
Like rich kids of Instagram are going
to
be.
Like you're like, on my way to Fire Festival, I just got the last case of Kit Kat bars and then just like open my luggage and all it is luxury Kit Kats.
By the way, Ja Rule just came out today saying that he's going to put on Fire Festival 2.0.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Are they going to get rid of the tents this time? Or
he said everything was awesome except for the final execution, and that it's a great opportunity. It's the best festival that no one ever came to, or never happened. I can't remember how he phrased it. So get ready for that. Go buy your $17 Kit Kats. Get your plane ticket to a remote island, Tyson, and make your statement.
Yeah. All the people that go out there, they told us they were going to have a $17 Kit Kat, but they were just the fun size Kit Kats.
It was just ham and cheese bread.
Okay.
Did anybody die at Firefest?
No, I don't think
so. Well, you wouldn't know.
They're still investigating.
Still investigating. If they did, they covered it up well. That was the one thing they did well, was cover up all of the deaths that happened there. Okay. Danny, are you excited about driverless cars? Are you excited to not have to drive anymore?
Yeah, people have been losing their mind over the Tesla summon feature last week. Yeah. But I just see it as a necessary step towards driverless cars.
Summon feature has been around forever.
I know, but they've released it widespread, and there's going to be growing pains, right? Some people are going to pay a price financially or with their lives to make autonomous cars possible, but I'm looking forward to it, assuming that I'm not killed by an autonomous car.
Yeah, but if you are killed, would you then be, let's say you could look into the future and you end up dying. Let's say that you end up dying a year from now due to a driverless car. Would you then be the spokesperson for anti-driverless cars?
Oh, that's a tough call.
Knowing that you would die in a year because of them, would you come out and be like, we have to do everything we can?
I mean, yeah, I probably would, because I'm a human. I'm concerned only about myself and not the luxuries of our future children. I probably would come out. But as of right now, I have no ability to see into the future. And so I'm all for the autonomous car, Rob.
Okay, well, we didn't even tell you about this development with the driverless car, that there is some thought that the driverless cars will lead to more intercourse in cars, Danny.
I mean, I could kind of see that, although trends currently indicate that people are having less sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Because they have to drive.
Yeah, no, people even in their leisure time are having less sex. So as things become autonomous, they'll probably fill their time with other things, like live in the VR world or just look at their phones.
Now, Danny, we didn't say it was going to be sex with another human. That's true. Human
sex with the car itself.
Well, this is a new step. So you think that the driverless car could also have some sort of a sexually compatible robot?
Why not? Why not throw that in? That's an add-on. You know, would you like to have?
No, you're not buying driverless cars. Now you're going. nobody owns the cars anymore. You summon them and they're already covered in somebody else's DNA.
Yeah. And so that robot wasn't yours to begin with.
The only way to get up off of someone else's DNA is by building a layer of your own DNA underneath you.
Is that right?
On your trip.
Yeah.
Is that how it works? Is that the science behind DNA layering? Yeah. So the first thing you get, you have a bucket of DNA you keep at home. And when you open the car door, you splash it over every surface. Yeah. And you get two or three hair dryers so that you could create a hard film. And then it becomes your own personal space that you can be comfortable in.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
You agree with that, Tyson?
Yes, 100%.
100% right.
But yeah, Rob, let's say you were a one percenter and you had your own personal autonomous car. My guess is you're also going to have a sexy personal robot assistant who takes care of all your needs.
Probably multiple.
Yeah, why not?
So they're like, would you like four passenger seats or would you like three passenger seats and one sex robot?
Well,
and
you're like, why can't the sex robot then drive the car?
Why would the sex robot need to drive the car?
Because it can multitask.
The car's autonomous.
Well, it might make you feel better.
The car is its own robot. You own two robots.
Like the robot and the car are going to be talking about me when I'm not around.
Oh, for sure.
They'll even be talking to you while you are around, but it will be ones and zeros, so you won't understand.
They'll be like talking like over the Bluetooth about making fun of me.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah, they'll just like know what each other is saying.
Yeah.
By the way, our generation might need the robot to drive because we might be uncomfortable seeing a driverless car. So just to make us feel to relax, because the problem with a lot of people, especially our age, we won't be able to have relations in the car because we won't be able to relax seeing a car go down the highway at 80 miles an hour with no one driving it. It might be too stressful.
That might be why they need to have these driverless cars where you could have sex in them, so you could be distracted from not noticing
the
cars have drivers.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get people to get inside the driverless cars.
The most terrifying moment in the driverless future is going to be when you're on a highway or freeway with driverless cars, but you see one guy in like a 97 Toyota Camry and he's driving, you know, and he's like 80 years old. That's going to be a terrifying moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got a great Florida man story to check in with. And thank you,
Florida.
Thank you, Florida, for this one where a Florida man was arrested.
They got him.
Not news at all. This time, a Florida man was arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk so that they could capture the alligator.
The pods?
No, well, that would have been the smartest way.
Throw the pods in there.
The scotch pods would be to try, if you were trying to get an alligator drunk, finally, you know, you know what they say, Danny, you could lead an alligator to the bar, but you can't make him drink. Now, finally, you can with scotch pods.
Put those in some raw chicken.
Finally.
stuff the bird with the scotch pods.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and then you can catch your alligator. But now, Danny, is a drunk alligator easier to catch? Is it like one of these people? Like, I kind of feel like that the drunk alligator, I feel like, is going to be like chomping wildly.
You just don't know what kind of alligator you're going to get when you get him drunk. He could be an angry alligator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could be a really chummy drunk alligator. It's very
super
risky.
Super chill. Handsy.
Yeah, liquored up.
Handsy. Right. You can get an emotional drunk alligator, Tyson. It's like, you guys are like the best friends I've ever had.
I love you. I love you. I can't believe. I'm just here with my best friend.
You guys are the best.
The real problem is going to be the hungover drunk alligator.
That's the challenge.
Very angry, cranky. Snapping at everyone, you know, for being too loud.
Wow, you're right. But I think, you know, in the moment, you're not really thinking of that. You're just like, how can I get this alligator drunk?
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking of the repercussions. And so, Was how old was this alligator? Because I feel that probably comes into play as well.
Yeah, so I don't know how old the alligator. What, you're questioning whether the alligator was of legal drinking age, Tyson?
Yes.
Nowhere. I don't know what the alligator drinking age is, but I feel like in Florida, it's low.
By the way, the guy was bitten by the alligator.
Yes. So Timothy Koepke, that he did get the alligator to drink some beer, but the alligator also bit him, Danny. So I guess that's par for the course.
A win-win or a win-lose?
For the guy.
Why was he using just beer, too? Don't you think he'd go over something harder? Because it's like, you're going to have to get that 48 beers deep before that thing. And that's if they even process alcohol the same way the human body does.
I don't know if the alligator had drank previously. So maybe that was a little bit more of like a gateway. Like, you know, the alligator was like, hey, I don't want to start with the hard stuff. Let me just have a couple of beers first.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. And so he was arrested and charged with unlawfully.
The alligator was?
No. The two guys, they were trying to film a video of taking the alligator, and then they were charged with not so much trying to intoxicate the alligator, but trying to steal the alligator. Alligator belongs to nature.
Yeah, the alligator does belong to nature. And I also think it's interesting that we always refer to alligators as he's, because I think there are female alligators. Yeah,
that's true.
And that could change the whole story then.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know why they needed to get this alligator drunk. And then let's not speculate any further about what these guys are up to. If possible, Tyson.
Okay. Yeah. We can speculate. That's all we can do, but only the man in his heart knows exactly his intentions.
Yeah. Let's talk about a different pet story. Instead of trying to get an alligator, maybe, Danny, you should consider a dog, after a new study has shown that people are 24% less likely to die after a heart attack if they have a dog in the home.
I saw that. And the picture they used for the article was weird. Mm-hmm. It was a guy making a heart shape with a dog's paw. I don't think that would help me. I think that I'd get too stressed out by the messes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if you'd owned a dog in the past?
Like previously, but then no longer own a dog after you have a heart attack?
No, like I've owned a dog. So now that I've owned a dog and don't currently own a dog, am I now good, or do I need to keep owning dogs?
I think you need to keep owning the dog.
Well, so, the dog is gone.
But why do they say the dog helps you live longer?
So in the study, they looked at people between the ages of 40 to 85 who had been hospitalized after a heart attack or a stroke. And of those, almost 155,000 that had a stroke, 5% of those own a dog.
Okay.
And heart attack patients who lived alone were hospitalized for heart attack and then came home to a dog were 33% less at risk of dying after returning.
So are they saying nobody else lives with this person? And so it's either you're alone or you have a dog.
I don't know if they were people that were living completely alone. I think that's just.
Yeah, because if you're living completely alone, that makes a little more sense, because then you have some companionship. Because I feel like, you know, like a heart attack is one of those moments where sometimes you're just like, yeah, just take me. I don't have nothing to live for. I don't even have a dog. Whereas then you have these people that are just like, bear in mind, I've never experienced a heart attack except for those mini heart attacks where your chest tightens up that I don't know scientifically what they really are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes. But whereas if you have a loving dog, you're like, somebody needs to feed the dog. It just gives you a little more reason to be present.
Yeah. Or you don't want to die and have them come in on the dog feasting on your corpse.
Right.
And so the idea of that being the result keeps you alive.
Yeah. I do think also that the dog needs to be walked. It's something that gets you up and out of the house.
Exercise.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that the dog is, you know, pushes you to, you know,
do something.
Yeah, you have a cat, you don't have to go anywhere. You have a dog, you know, a big enough dog, you got to get out of the house with the dog, you know, at least once a day. Get up on your feet.
Yeah.
So
excellent point.
Perhaps that's the, or maybe it's just the love of the dog.
It could be love. Mm-hmm. Love is the, a lot of people say laughter is the best medicine, but you think, some people probably say love is the best medicine.
Love is life's lubrication.
Okay. All right. Well,
wait, what?
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, who has the most love? Tyson, do you know this? What job, what profession is, according to this research study, is having the most sex?
What profession?
Yeah.
According to this study.
Not sex worker, right? That's not, they're not counted.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They actually don't count that either themselves.
And this was a test in the UK. This was from the UK.
Oh, so you're not going to, so it can't be NBA players.
The NBA players. Yeah. I don't think that, that subcategory was researched.
Oh, okay.
Profession.
Models. Why don't you tell me, Rob?
Okay. It turns out that it is farmers, Tyson.
Oh, of course, because of all the animals.
No. So
yeah. The lack of, you know, all of the
entertainment, the lack of any other entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a study that, or a survey that was conducted by a UK sex toy company. And they found that 33% of farmers are having sex at least once a day. And this is more.
Wow.
Is that just from like where all the toys are going?
I don't know. Well, I think that they're studying people. I'm not sure necessarily. They didn't really pry into who's doing what when. But they said that more than doctors, architects, lawyers, and hairdressers.
Hairdressers. I could see that. Farmers, you know what? They put in a hard day's work. They've got nothing else to do. You know, their candle, they don't, lights out at 7:30. A lot of time between then and when you fall asleep to mess around with the missus.
Yeah. So not only that, not only are the farmers having the most sex, according to this survey, but also farmers are also rating themselves as the best lovers. 67% of the farmers in this survey rated themselves to be incredible in the bedroom. That was the highest of any of these categories.
Lots of confidence.
Yeah. 67%, only 63% of doctors, 43% of architects, and 40% of journalists. Well,
I mean, a farmer is great with his hands. Think about these that are super muscly. He's been milking cows all day.
Super callous.
He could do magic with those fingers and hands.
Fat.
Yeah.
Fat
farmer's fingers. Tan. Yeah.
But he could be gentle, too, because he also has to help, you know, like pigs get give birth and other things.
That's true.
He's got a gentle side, but he's also got a rough, a manly side.
Maybe he does the mice and men thing where he always wears one glove filled with Vaseline. Keep one hand nice and soft.
Yeah, okay. I don't. Is that a thing? What? Yeah. Are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That's a good idea. I might do that. I've got the hands of a city boy, but they could always be softer.
Danny, after hearing this news, are you considering going into farming?
I can't imagine.
Or at least telling people that you're going into farming.
Farmers have, you know, that poll really shows that farmers have the most confidence, not that they're the best lovers.
Well, they believe they are. Know, yeah.
I think that. Yeah, they believe maybe it might be better if they asked the wives of the farmers if they were, you know, the best lovers.
Yeah.
And the wives of the farmers would be like, what? No, those numbers aren't correct.
Yeah. Are farmers maybe the biggest liars that were polled in this survey?
We need to start a GoFundMe to get more research done on this topic because I feel like one study isn't enough.
Yes.
By the way,
the guy in this picture is definitely not a farmer.
You don't think so? I mean, he's holding a shovel in a field.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a thing farmers do
anymore. Could be a serial killer.
That's true.
They'd be a very similar picture. I feel like the, you know, a real good lover would be the kind of person who admits that there's room for growth. Mm-hmm. Whereas the farmer's overconfidence kind of shows that growth in his capabilities to satisfy his partner. Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas the farmer is like, I've got this mm-hmm. down. No, I don't need to add any new moves or any
to the repertoire.
Introduce. Yeah. Yeah, I've got this. And the wife's like, oh, he's so bad. He's so bad. We've been doing the same thing for 20 okay. years.
All right. Before we get into Danny's bolt hole, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at Purple Mattress. Now, over at Purple Mattress, they know how important it is to have a good quality night's sleep. We all do. Maybe some of these farmers aren't doing a lot of sleeping, but I know myself, when I am well rested, I am much more capable of functioning during the day, because more sleep means more productivity, happier day. And if you're not getting a good night's sleep, you got to try a Purple Mattress. The founders of the Purple Mattress are two brothers who have been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. And in 2016, they used their patented comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. That the Purple Mattress will feel differently than anything you've experienced because it uses a brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam that you're used to. It's very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, keeps everything supported while still feeling very comfortable, and it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. They've got a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It's backed by a 10-year warranty with free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. You're going to love the Purple Mattress, and right now our listeners will get a free Purple pillow. What? Yes, with the purchase of the mattress. That is in addition to the free gifts that they're offering site-wise. Just text the word ROB to 84888. The only way to get the free pillow is to text ROB to 84888. That's ROB to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Danny, are you ready?
Yes, and I just found out that my microphone hasn't been on this whole time.
What? No, your microphone's been on.
I just turned it on. This one, right here.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake. Oh, but now I'm so ready. That's using, what I'm saying.
You're using... Yeah. Uh-oh, right. That means your audio might not be recorded.
All right. Well,
all right, let's move forward. The bolt hole will be my golden hour.
All right, here we go. Here comes Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Truly beautiful. Okay. Tyson, this is a business opportunity
that
I have talked about before, but now I've got some actual numbers.
Is it $150,000 a year to work at home?
More. Tyson, what I'm offering you is at least $100,000 a month to work from home and do one of the activities you're best at.
Oh, boy.
Eating.
Watching TV.
Oh.
Eating. We've talked about this before, and it keeps coming up, and that is the a video style called mukbang. I just came across my second article. I've talked about it before. And it discusses a woman who makes $1.2 million performing mukbang videos. Do you remember what mukbang is?
Where she just eats and eats and eats and eats.
Massive quantities of food. Like, we're talking huge spreads. Like, you know, just massive spreads. You could eat 5 tubs of popcorn. And the reason I think it's the best job for you is because I've seen you put away unfathomable quantities of food. You're a real hero.
I didn't know this about Tyson. Tyson, you're like a competitive eater?
I'm not a competitive eater, but I can and will eat a lot.
So why not, Tyson, earn big bucks from home while also enjoying some of the finest foods Arizona has to offer? And all you have to do is, you don't even have to talk. Some people just, what is that, ASMR? What is that other?
Ass to mouth.
No, no. That other.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about with about sounds?
Yes.
So some people quietly just eat the food and get nice microphones to capture all of the munching and slurping and chewing and swallowing. Uh-huh. Others discuss their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, you could discuss upcoming pickleball tournaments. You could discuss whatever. But it just seems like this is a no-brainer for you because you don't have to do it all the time. You know, you don't have to do it every single day. You need the calories.
I don't think I could do it every day.
Yeah, you need the calories for pickleball anyway. So you just do like one mukbang every couple weeks, then just drive a gold-plated Ferrari, you know, in here in like 6 months.
What food can you eat the most of, Tyson?
I can do 2 tubs of popcorn at the movie theater. I usually finish a tub before the movie starts so I can go get my refill in time for the movie. And then by that time, the first tub has slowed me down enough that the second tub I can enjoy for a little while.
Yeah.
Like Tyson, we've talked about this also, Tyson can't stop. Like he's a completer, I think is what Tyson calls
it. I got to finish it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to finish it.
Because Danny will just have half bags of treats everywhere, littering his entire living room, half sodas, cans, just like sitting. And I'm like, I'll finish all these. I guess I should just go through the room and finish all of your half sodas and everything.
Finish your sodas.
But I'm not kidding, Tyson. I think you could do this and be successful. And it sounds weird. And maybe you're a little bit hesitant to have people. I don't know, to bring people into that intimate moment when you're shoveling.
So you think I should just sit there and eat like 12 bananas?
No, it has to be a big spread. It has to be like you go to a fast food restaurant and you get like 20 items. You got to make it look impressive too. Like the way they lay out the food in front of them is very important. And then you just kind of slowly eat it over time and people watch you.
Why do people
consume
watch
it?
That?
Because
Some of the people they interviewed said that it actually has helped them overcome their own cravings to eat. Like it satisfies some psychological need.
It satisfies
need.
Them or it's like, oh, this is too disgusting. I'm not ever eating.
No, it's sad.
So
the
would like
the article, it's satisfying.
Would a 40-piece chicken McNugget, 2 large fries, and a large Coke be enough?
Yeah, and maybe introduce some sauces. I know you're not a sauce guy, but maybe introduce some sauces. Yeah, that's a pretty good start. And you know what? You could, it just has to look like a lot of food. From what I saw in a lot of the captions and videos, it's like you just have to make it appear to be like a massive spread. And then you just slowly eat it, maybe tell some Tyson jokes, maybe talk about poker. Boom! $100,000 a month.
How many Popeyes chicken sandwiches could you eat, Tyson?
5.
Yeah.
And that would have been a good video. What if you had like 20 Popeye and 20 Chick-fil-A sandwiches and you just slowly ate them all? And,
yeah,
you know,
I'd
like
only have to eat
unity.
5. I'd only have to eat as many as I could and then just shut off the stream and be like, battery's dead.
Oh, yeah.
And then turn it back on with only half a sandwich left and be like, here I go to finish this.
Yeah. Frotha in the chat says, what about a luxury Kit Kat mukbang?
Yes. Mm. Yes, a good candy spread, you know, with all these different
worth.
Flavors.
Yeah, Tyson, could you take Bergen trick-or-treating and then come home and then mukbang
eat all
the candy?
Candy?
Yeah.
Yes, I could do that.
I'm not kidding, Tyson. I think that, while you're waiting for your pickleball career to take off, maybe, you know, while
and
you're
this
working
won't hinder
home,
that at all?
No, it'll help. Yeah. Think about all the protein you're going to get. You're going to be putting on mass like crazy.
No. Tyson, stop. I think Danny is trying to sabotage you.
He's secretly getting into pickleball?
I think that Danny is afraid you're about to take off in pickleball. And now he's saying, how do I sabotage Tyson? Because
keep him here.
Right. How do I keep him from, you know, becoming too famous of a pickleball player? And then now I'm going to lose my best friend, Tyson. And so, well, what if he gains 100 pounds from mukbanging? That'll slow him down.
Yeah, but will Danny be friends with me if I'm 100 pounds overweight?
Yes,
no.
Probably
yes,
not.
Yes, he will.
But Tyson, no, the reason I thought of this is when I think of someone who can put down a lot of food, Tyson is at the top of that list.
Yes.
And the thing is, Tyson doesn't get bigger. I mean, now he probably does. But when we used to hang out, I mean, the guy could just eat and eat and eat. And why not turn that talent, I'm calling it talent,
yes,
into, you know, piles of money.
Yeah. Okay.
Good point.
So, Tyson, good could point. You do one day, you podcast one day, then play in a poker tournament the next day, mukbang a Twitch stream the next day?
Pickleball tournament.
Pickleball tournament the day after.
Maybe
that.
Do the mukbang post pickleball tournament. So you've got that craving, that real craving to eat a ton of food.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I think we're on to something.
Okay, I hope so. I can't wait to get that invite to join or subscribe to your YouTube mukbang channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what should I call it?
I'm on the spot for a name. That's really hard.
Well, I mean, we can come up with that, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
I hope so.
All right.
I want you to be rich, Tyson.
Yeah.
I'll try one. I'll do one. When I am in a binging mood, I will definitely do that. Maybe go buy like 10 tubs of popcorn at the movie theater.
Yeah. Okay. RJ Lougheed said, we already have a Fat Tyson Twitter account.
So I'd have to
join up
with whoever Fat Tyson is on Twitter.
Yeah.
To stream from that account.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if the Tyson mukbang channel ends up happening.
Yeah. It will. Stay tuned.
Yeah, Stay tuned. Good. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Also, apologies to Liv H. from French-speaking Canada, I assume, who wanted to play the entire Bolt Hole song.
Yeah.
She said, play the whole song, SVP, which means si vous plaît, which means if you please.
Yeah. No, Danny we doesn't not. Like it when we play the whole song.
Well, don't Liv put H this said, on me.
No very sexy seduction, as always. She listened to the entire thing up to this point just for that.
Should we play the song?
Let's play it next week. Then we'll retain one viewer.
Okay. Nice.
Also, a big shout out to Anna and Michael, who are recently engaged listeners of the podcast.
Yep. No, they're not engaged. They're having a baby. They're probably farmers.
Yeah, that's very possible. So congratulations on the new arrival or the baby on the way. There you go. All right. Danny, anything else you want to talk about?
Just Tyson's future riches.
Danny.
I can't mukbang because I don't have Tyson's ability to just devour large quantities. I've got,
you don't even think you could
limits.
Do like Mountain Dew?
Yeah, like I just, I don't have
six
Tyson.
Liters of
Tyson's
Mountain
all, Tyson's much taller than me. And he's more broad. He's just got room to jam things.
See, I think I could attempt it. I think I could attempt it, but I would just hate myself too much after.
Yeah, a lot of the mukbangers in the article I read, they did kind of hate themselves. Yeah. It sounded like maybe
even
a little
more than
bit
already. Yeah.
But Tyson's got such a positive attitude. I think that he could keep those kind of feelings at bay.
Yeah. Well, at least not on the outside. They'd be on inside, the but I would never let them. manifest themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tyson, anything else going on for you?
No. Well, I mean, always playing pickleball.
Always.
I've got Run It Up Reno coming up this week, so we got to figure out when to broadcast next week, but we can figure that out. I'm going to Reno on Friday, and I'm ready to win some trophies.
Yeah.
This is the year. I haven't won trophies. I've been 8 times to Reno. It's like been the place I've lived probably top 3 or top 4 as far as many days I've spent somewhere in my life.
Wow.
Let me try and list them. Number 1, Utah.
Okay.
Number 2, Arizona. Nope. Not yet. Number 2, Austria. Number 3, Arizona. Number 4, the Philippines.
Okay.
Number 5, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six, Belgium.
Oh my gosh. How long is this going to take to get to Reno?
Number seven, Reno. Just kidding. I stopped calculating in my head, so I don't really know.
Okay. All right. But you've been to Reno a lot.
I've been to Reno a lot.
Okay. It should be a fun one this time out. Have fun at the diner.
I will.
The arcade.
I'm going to send you live updates from the arcade.
I'm going to FOMO.
Oh, I know you are.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be too sad. All that coin.
Will it be too sad? Should I not do that?
Yeah. Well, Boston Rob taunts me with his coin pusher winnings of all of the Willy Wonka cards that he gets out of the machine. It's too much for me to handle.
Yeah, it is a lot. And I know how much you love those coin pusher games.
I do love the coin pusher.
You've practiced, and a lot of people are like, oh, there's no skill involved in that game, but we know differently.
We know differently. We know there's skill involved. All right. So, fun news. AF Tyson, do we have a review today, or do we not? Or
well,
not time for it?
We kind of do. It's,
you want to skip it?
Well, it's not flattering to you or I, Rob.
Oh, a bit flattering to Danny?
Yeah.
All right. We can handle it.
Yeah.
Let's see Danny get some good press.
The only news source, 5 stars, by Esperturbed. Esperturbed?
Are they perturbed?
Less Tyson, more Danny, Rob, meh.
Mm.
Whoa, yeah, that wasn't... I mean, awesome. Remember, I have 8 brothers, so that could be any one of my brothers.
It's Noah? You think it's Noah?
or was it Christoph?
Yeah, it could be Noah.
It is Christoph.
Yes. It could be Christoph.
For sure, yeah. It's Christoph.
I would hate for him to do that because that would really torpedo you and his future friendship. Yeah. I'll talk to him, Tyson. I'll look through his phone.
Will you get him on your Instagram story admitting to him doing this?
When he leaves it, just out, I'll go through it and see if he left that. I'll get back to you.
Well, how about this, as perturbed? I'll just be quiet all next week. See how you like that.
Nah.
Right, Rob?
We'll both
be quiet.
No,
Danny has to do the whole thing by himself.
You can't have Tyson. Tyson's the catalyst.
Yeah.
So
maybe, but not next week. Sorry, Esperturbed.
No!
Just kidding.
You
can't let the opinions of one person get you down.
Right.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun. I'm very excited to chat here with you live. Let's see. Adam Katz says, I read some of the comments in the Canadian section. Tons of great ones. Send them.
Somebody told me how to get to those, and I couldn't figure out how to do it on mine. You have to somehow change your location to Canada.
Take a helicopter to Canada.
Oh, I should have done that when I was in Canada. I should have brought
Wi-Fi,
a bunch back.
And then you can see all of the Canadian iTunes reviews.
Mm-hmm. Dang it, guys. Remind me when I go to Canada to do that.
To send you back to Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. I'll bring all those reviews back safely.
Thank you. Okay. Good job. All right. Great job, Danny and Tyson. We'll be back next week. We'll let you know when the show's going to be. We got to figure it out between I'm going to New York, Tyson's going to Reno. So it's going to be one of these weeks where we got to figure out exactly when we're going to get to our news AF, but that's going to be coming up sometime next week. Thanks so much for watching or listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.